BBC Radio Wales.
In a room, there was always between 9 and 12 women, no window, no air, a bucket in the corner for a toilet. I watched male prisoners being beat by police officers. Police officers coming on to you, asking you for money. It was appalling.
And you were unwell at one stage?
I was really ill. I started to get sick after a couple of weeks. I remember being on the floor, thinking I was going to die. I was so, so ill with obviously the cleanliness. It was so dirty. I came down with a stomach bug. And I just got poorly, and I just went worse and worse and worse. When I got to Santiago, conditions were slightly better. But I just didn't get better, and I just kept getting worse. And then eventually I was on 18 tablets a day. I was being injected with hormone replacement therapy because they were saying to me, I'm on the change. And I said, no, it's because I'm stressed, etc. I gained 2 stone in weight, and I wasn't eating, but it was all the pills. They didn't care. It didn't matter. When I actually got caught with 62 painkillers I intended to take, the embassy's attitude, the lady that called me from Santo Domingo head office, she said, do you realise if you'd have done that, people would have lost their jobs? Don't you consider anybody there that they could have lost their jobs, that they actually didn't see you slip them and hide them? And I'm thinking, hang on a minute, this is a British person here that is crying out for help. I was prepared to take my own life. And all she was concerned about was the staff at the prison having a telling off for actually me managing.
Did you made your mind up, Nicole?
I did, yeah. I thought if I was convicted, that's it. Because I thought I'm not going to spend 12 years of my life for something I didn't do in here.